In August, as Hurricane Irene was unleashing wind and rain along the U.S. East Coast, author John Shores was on a book tour, reading and signing his new novel, Cross Currents. The novel is inspired by the devastating tsunami that hit Thailand and other South Asian countries in 2004. After he graduated from college in the early 1990s, John Shores decided to pursue his dream. He got a teaching job in Japan and saved money to go backpacking in Asia, from India and China to Vietnam and Thailand.
In Thailand, a beautiful little island called Koh Phi Phi was absolute paradise. I just fell in love with the place. No roads, turquoise water, white sand, very friendly people. I just felt like I had stumbled upon one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Once he discovered the island, Shore says it was hard not to go back.
I had gone back to Koh Phi Phi several times, and I became more connected with the island and the Thai people and the culture, and I just really loved it.
On December 26th, 2004, Shores was at his house in Colorado as he watched images of the Indian Ocean tsunami and its enormous waves engulfing the island.
And I was horrified to discover that the island, which is only 6 feet above sea level, had been decimated by the tsunami. Those images got me thinking about writing a novel about that day and about the tragedies and triumphs of that day.
An estimated 230,000 people died in the tsunami, about 8,000 in Thailand. 3 years later, Shores went back to the island, expecting to see devastation.
I was amazed at how much had been rebuilt. People cleaned up together. I had a lot of conversations with other people who talked about how they actually survived that day and how they helped others and how they then rebuilt the island.
Those conversations inspired Shores' latest novel, Cross Currents. It centers around resort owners Lek and Sari, who are struggling to support their children. They give Patch, a friendly young American, room and board in exchange for some work. But Lek learns that Patch has an expired visa and is on the run. His presence now endangers Lek's family. Before these issues are resolved, the tsunami hits and sweeps the characters into new directions.
One of the reasons this novel is called Cross Currents, because it's not just about the tsunami. It's about people of different cultures living together, getting to know each other, and how those cultures sort of mix in together.
In the novel, two monstrous waves hit the island from both ends and converge in the middle. It hits while Patch is on the beach playing soccer with young Thai children.
The ocean seemed to rise up and rush at them, engulfing the sand it had just revealed, roaring so loud it sounded as if a plane were taking off. Patch saw the water coming and grabbed Niran and Suchin, shouting at Brooke as his feet were swept out from under him. He tried to keep the children above the surface, but everything went dark as he tumbled inland, somehow still holding the two wrists, resisting the urge to let go of them so that he might try to breathe.
Shore says he wanted to examine people's gut reaction when a natural disaster strikes. In order to survive, he says, people need to trust and rely on each other.
Whether it's a tsunami in Japan or an earthquake in Pakistan or China or whatever, it really seems to bring out the best in people. Of course, Mother Nature has incredible powers, destructive powers sometimes, but we also have a power within ourselves. When we put our minds and spirits together, we can obviously accomplish wonderful things.
The waves come and take things away, but Shore says the waves can't take everything because some things are stronger even than the sea. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.